It is my pleasure to introduce you to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. He is an American guru of the Hindu movement Gaurīya Vaishnava. He has been a bhakti yoga practitioner and a spiritual teacher for more than 40 years. And he also serves as a member of the governing body commission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Radhanath Swami is an activist and a community builder, and he is also the founder of Govardhan Eco Village, a UNEP recognized NGO. He has a strong worldwide influence, and he has been globally honored for his humanitarian deeds. Please welcome Radhanath Swami. Oh, I'm sorry, Radhanath, if you can just unmute your mic, we can't hear you.
Om Agyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakurumilikamina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I am truly grateful and honored to be among all of you today. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share and to hear from all of the exalted speakers that have assembled. In our Vedic faith, creation is a sacred gift of God. The Bhagavad Gita tells, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mata Sarvam Pravartite, that all spiritual and all material worlds are emanating from the same source, Janmadya Shayataha. The Gita also tells Bhumir apo nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha, that all the elements of this creation are God's personal energy. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. And in the Upanishads, it tells Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam. Therefore, we see that all of material and spiritual world is sacred because it is all emanating from the same source. This earth planet and nature itself is called upon as a mother. And it is truly the case that each and every one of us, whatever species we're living in, whatever status of life we may be, we're equally dependent on the motherly gifts of nature. Just like an infant child is dependent on the mother. And in this way, to exploit and to pollute needs to be transcended and replaced with the spirit of service and replenishing nature. In our tradition, we believe that all of this material existence is actually spiritual. The difference between spiritual and material is when we cannot recognize that all of the elements of creation are God's energy and gifts of God, then we're disconnected. Emerson said that the problems of this world is because human beings are disconnected from their own selves. A knife in the hands of a surgeon gives life. a knife in the hands of a thief can take a life. So is the knife good or bad? It depends on how it is utilized. So similarly, all of creation, Dharma, is an idea where when we see that we are all connected, we are all interconnected, and how we are all actually symbiotically dependent on each other for our well-being. That is a truth, and that is a comprehensive understanding of compassion, that we need to recognize the sacredness of life itself and the sacredness of all the gifts that preserve and sustain life. The idea of yoga or religion is harmony, to harmonize our bodies, our minds, with our hearts, and to harmonize our hearts with our very spiritual existence, our souls. To harmonize our body, minds, words, and souls with God, with nature, and with all living beings. This is the essential divine purpose of religion and yoga, to create this harmony. Essentially, we are caretakers of the sacred property that is around us. If we think that we are the proprietors and we think we have a right to exploit and pollute, then we're actually not only harming nature, but we're harming all living beings, including humanity. This comprehensive understanding of compassion is so very vital, especially at this time, that we are all truly connected. The pollution of the ecology of the world is very much a reflection of the pollution within the ecology of the human heart. As we just heard, that when there is greed, when there is the arrogance that we are superior to others and not understanding our interconnected relationship with all, then we pollute the environment around us. Compassion is very much based on really seeing what is good for humanity, what is good for all beings, and how it is inseparable from how we preserve, sustain, and respect our Mother Earth and our Mother Nature. At this particular time, there is a time we are all being called upon, especially people who are leaders of various faiths of the world, along with governments and science and education, we're being called upon to unite on the higher ground of this spirit of Dharma or compassion. Unity and diversity, when we understand the sacredness of who we are in our own life, then we can recognize, respect, and appreciate the sacredness of all beings and of Mother Earth. And it is really a time where we need to join hands and share hearts and create models and give education and inspiration to people in this world to actually live in this spirit of harmony and compassion. I thank you very much.